You're listening to Off the Clock, KBI's Look at Arts and Culture, and I'm Erin McKinstry. Columbia's Missouri Contemporary Ballet celebrated its 12th season last month with its original production, Eclipse in Movement. This week, I talk with its newest member, Alice Wells, about the joys and challenges of working as a professional dancer for a small company. She's 21 years old and moved away from home at the young age of 14 to start training as a professional. Could you start by telling me how you got started and interested in dance?
So I actually can't remember a time in my life where I was not interested. When I was 3 years old, I went up to my mom and I was like, "Mom, I'm 3 years old now. I'm ready to take ballet." And she was like, "Oh, okay." So yeah, I never stopped.
So I grew up dancing. At some point when I was a teenager, I went to an arts camp and they were like, if you can imagine yourself doing something else and being happy, you should, because it's really hard. Did you ever have a moment where you were like, yes, I don't care how hard this is, I'm gonna do it?
I don't know that I had like a specific moment, but there have been a lot of moments, at least lately, of doubt, not since I've been here, but before I came here, because, you know, I moved around a lot. Every year it's been new auditions and new places, and like scared that I'm not gonna get a job, because it's not like a job where you sign a contract and you have a salary for years and tenure and all that. Like, you have to renew your contract, and if you don't get renewed, if there's not a place for you, if you're not tall enough, if you're not blonde enough, you know, like, there's a lot of factors. So in those moments of doubt, I always remind myself that it's okay that I have to work a lot of extra jobs and like eat ramen sometimes, but it's always worth it, every moment. Yeah.
So what's your day-to-day like? Because I feel like a lot of people don't realize that most dancers have a lot of different jobs.
Yeah, so when we're in season with the company, we dance 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. A couple days a week, I either teach for the School of Missouri Contemporary Ballet or I actually teach at another local dance studio. And then the days that I'm not teaching, I work at Chick-fil-A. So every day it's like dancing 9 to 3, and then I either go to teach or I go to work.
So this is your first season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
What's it been like?
It's been really nice. It's really close-knit, and I've learned a lot about contemporary ballet. I've been like so used to classical ballet my whole life that it's been really eye-opening to kind of loosen up and to dance more styles. And I was like, oh yeah, like I'll be okay when I get there. Like I'm not going to struggle that hard. But I've actually struggled a lot like this first part of the season. But we just had a show in November, and I felt like I really learned a lot and I really conquered a lot in the time that I've been here. So I'm looking forward to learning more and growing more and, you know, just going with it.
Have you always thought, I want to do contemporary ballet, or?
I always, when I was a little girl, I wanted to be a classical ballet dancer. And then the more that I tried contemporary ballet and the more like success that I had with that, the more I like really grew to love it. I don't have like a traditional ballet body type, but you can see that I'm like 5'2", and I'm not like, you know, really long or have really long legs or like really crazy feet. But it's kind of nice when you do contemporary ballet. It's not only about like how long your legs are or how tall you are. It's about like your movement and your motion. And like, yes, your technique is super important, but it's also important how you can inspire the audience and how you move your body and all of that.
What do you love so much about dancing?
I think what I love the most is that sometimes I'm not like super awesome talking like with my words and telling people what I mean. But when I dance, I feel like I can tell people what I mean with my body. So I don't have to talk and I don't have to stumble and stutter and be nervous. I can just move and dance and show them what I mean instead of telling them.
Thanks for listening to Off the Clock. I'm Erin McKinstry.